In these final days of the presidential campaign, we're going on the stump with both major party candidates. Elsewhere this morning, we'll hear from Donald Trump in Florida. NPR's Asma Khalid yesterday was covering Hillary Clinton and her traveling partner.
Hillary Clinton's biggest asset Monday was the progressive firebrand by her side. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren ripped into Donald Trump for his allegations of sexual misconduct.
He thinks that because he has a mouth full of Tic Tacs, that he can force himself on any woman within groping distance.
Warren is like that sassy friend who's willing to say what you just can't. And in Manchester Monday, Warren seemed to savor that role, turning an insult from the debate stage into a rallying cry.
Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women vote.
Trump called Clinton a nasty woman during the debate last week.
And on November 8th, we nasty women are going to march our nasty feet to cast our nasty votes to get you out of our lives forever.
When Clinton took the mic, she never once mentioned that phrase herself, but she seemed to relish the way Warren taunts Trump.
I kind of expect if Donald heard what she just said, he's tweeting away. She gets under his thin skin like nobody else.
Clinton went after Trump in a different way, for refusing to say that he will respect the results of the election.
All this talk about the election being rigged, trying to stir up people who are supporting him at his rallies, that is a direct threat to our democracy.
As polls show Clinton breaking into traditionally Republican states like Arizona, Utah, and possibly even Texas, the focus now is on turnout. And even though Clinton has a lead, especially among women, the focus on nasty women could be a way to expand that map. Asma Khalid, NPR News.